Hi there, it's Jillian, and I want to tell you about Jillian on Love Plus, your way to get even more Jillian on Love each week by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. You can access exclusive bonus episodes with extras including answers to your most burning questions, advice on all things dating and relationships, and much more. Check out the link in the episode description for more information. Hey there. This is Jillian on Love, and I'm on a mission to teach people how to completely revolutionize their romantic relationships by first transforming the relationship they have with themselves. So whether you are in a relationship, single, or heartbroken, I've got you covered. I'm Jillian Turecki, certified relationship coach and teacher with over 20 years experience helping people transform their relationship with themselves through their bodies, breath, and minds. I've coached and taught thousands of people to become better versions of themselves and change the way they show up for and within their love lives. Today's episode is in honor of Mother's Day. And what I will be focusing on is this concept of the mother archetype and the decision that many women make, especially as of late, to not become a mother, to not have a child. And I think that this is an important topic to cover because when it comes to Mother's Day, some people celebrate it and some people are mourning. I mean, I can certainly relate to mourning on Mother's Day because my mother passed in 2014. Some women are mourning the fact that they can't have a biological child, or they're trying to adopt a child and they can't. Some are celebrating it, hoping that one day they do become a mother. Some mothers are mourning because they lost a child. So I think that these Hallmark holidays can have a profound impact on our psyche. And like I said, because there are more and more women today making the decision to not become a parent, I wanted to talk a little bit about that today. So an archetype, just to be clear, is a symbol or a representation, a motif, an example of a certain person or thing. And according to Carl Jung, if you haven't heard of him, he's a Swiss psychiatrist, or was, I should say, a Swiss psychiatrist and psychoanalyst, who contributed enormously on a similar part to Freud, to the field of psychology, particularly in our understanding of the unconscious. And according to his theory, everyone has many archetypes within them. In fact, his theory was that everyone shares a collective unconscious, and present within the collective unconscious are these different archetypes. Now, I definitely invite you to do a whole Google search on archetypes and go into a deep dive. And there's so much there. And there's so many different theories and different archetypes. I mean, if I could do a 3-hour episode on this alone, and it can be quite heady and complicated. But I want to just simplify it and reduce it to some examples of archetypes that pretty much everyone has heard of. So there's the hero archetype. There's the villain. There's the warrior or the warrioress. You know, I mean, there's a hero that lives inside of us. There's a warrior that lives inside of us. This is the theory. There's a mother that lives inside of us. And there's even a father that lives inside of us. And there's other archetypes like king, queen, and all that. But I also really believe that we do have many aspects to our personality and to our being. And this quest for wholeness, for feeling whole, is really a quest to integrate all the various parts of ourselves so that we don't feel disconnected, or we don't unconsciously divorce ourselves from aspects of ourselves that are necessary. And we do this, we will repress certain parts of ourselves because, you know, Carl Jung is also known for talking about the shadow. where we will suppress certain parts of ourselves that are unsavory. So for example, in line with this theory, everyone has a villain inside of them. And obviously there are some people who are really living their lives as a villain and doing quote unquote bad things. But we are all capable of that. We are also all capable of being the hero in our lives. But not all of us get a chance to recognize that in ourselves. We don't get the help that we need to transmute ourselves from victim to hero or from being a villain to a hero. And then I would say the mildest form of villain that lives within all of us is the part of us that when we get cranky and we are judging everyone and hating on everyone, and we're like secretly jealous of other people's success. You know, when we get into that state, that is not a good state to be in. And so we will, many of us, repress that. The flip side would be, okay, you know, once in a while I get a little jealous. I have these thoughts. These thoughts don't actually represent who I am. Let me just look at this from a different way. Instead of hating on people, maybe my jealousy is an indication that there is something untapped within me that I really would like to tap into. And I'm mad that I haven't. And so the reframe would be, I'm going to figure out how to. I'm going to read whatever books, hire whoever I need to hire. I'm going to tap into that part inside of me that is the hero. This episode is sponsored by Hungry Root. I don't know about you, but I often, many, many nights a week, think to myself, what am I going to eat for dinner? If that question stresses you out the same way that it stresses me out sometimes and many of my friends, then listen up. Hungry Root will actually fill your fridge with healthy food and simple recipes. Read simple, which is always a good thing. So you can fill your schedule with stuff that you enjoy and not have to worry about what's for dinner. I also really get sick and tired of wasting a lot of food. So Hungry Root is here to solve your meal planning and the overshopping woes by combining meal planning and grocery shopping all in one. No more full trash cans, only full stomachs, which I kind of love. Ever wish you could snap your fingers and have all the recipe searching, grocery shopping, and meal planning done for you? Well, that is actually basically Hungry Root. You'll actually never have to think about what's for dinner or breakfast or lunch again. Look, I mean, it's not like we need that all the time, but if you have a really busy schedule and you also have a family to feed, perhaps, this is just like music to my ears. Hungry Root is the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality food delivered to your door. They've got healthy groceries and simple recipes all in one place. So all you have to do is take a fun and short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know you, your goals, and how you like to eat. What flavors do you like? What kitchen appliances do you use? They'll keep all your needs and your preferences top of mind and then start building your cart from there. So Hungry Root will basically recommend groceries based on your tastes. Take their suggestions or choose literally anything you want. They have fresh produce, high quality meat and seafood, pantry staples, healthy snacks, sweets, and much more. So Hungry Root goes beyond your weekly grocery haul with thousands of easy recipes that actually put your groceries to good use before they get forgotten in the back of your fridge, which is great. And the best part is everything that Hungry Root offers follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good. It has to be quick to make and contain whole and trusted ingredients. So right now, Hungry Root is offering Jillian on Love listeners 30% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/onlove to get 30% off your first delivery and get your free vegetables. That's hungryroot.com/onlove. Don't forget to use our link so that they know we sent you. I think that, you know, many of us will go sometimes within a single day, we'll feel like a victim. Then we'll feel like, yeah, we're on top of everything. We'll feel like, you know, we're the hero. We overcame the obstacle. And then sometimes we feel like a villain. So these are just examples. And what I want to focus today is on the mother archetype. And the mother archetype, which is no surprise, represents and is a symbol of one who is a caregiver, who is nurturing, who is compassionate, who is in many ways earthy. The mother archetype is very much represented in, you know, the person who, for example, opens their door to children without a home, right? That would be a very strong representation of the mother archetype, a very particularly and large representation. And then there's the representation of one who's just loving and loves to give and is a giver by nature and has so much compassion. Mother Teresa would be the ultimate example of the mother archetype in its most selfless human form. And you don't have to be a woman to have this archetype within you. Again, all these archetypes, according to Jung, and I would agree, and it makes sense to me at least, are present in the collective unconscious. So there are certain archetypes that within that we relate to more than others, but they are in theory inside all of us. And we see the qualities of the mother archetype, these qualities of selflessness, caregiving, nurturing, compassion, total love and giving. We tend to see these qualities most awakened when a woman becomes a mother for the first time. In fact, I've known many women who didn't really connect to those qualities in such a potent way. And as soon as they became a mother, it was awakened in them. So it begs the question, if this is something that is most awakened in when a woman, for example, becomes a mother for the first time, what happens then to this energy, to these qualities, when a woman decides to not become a mother? I think it's first important to explore the many reasons why a woman would decide not to become a mother. Well, the first, which might be the most obvious, is that it's actually not a choice. She has no choice. She can't bear children for whatever reason. Or she was at one point fertile, but by the time she met and fell in love with the person with whom she wanted to have children, she was past a certain age, past her childbearing years. There are women who decide not to have children because they simply just don't want children. It's much more common now, but I think it still sparks a curiosity in people. Doesn't that go against human nature? No, I mean, and this is what I'll get to in a moment. I think that when we think, doesn't that go against human nature? It's okay, so where does that mother energy go? But before I get there, you know, the truth of the matter is that a woman could decide, consciously decide she doesn't want children because she is more interested in pursuing a different purpose in life. Like her purpose is not to be a mom. Her purpose might be to give back in other ways. Her purpose might be, you know, something in her career. And the career can be tied to her desire to give back. She might decide not to have children because what she really wants is freedom. The freedom to travel, the freedom to focus on her life and maybe a partner's life and her work life, to focus on a passion of hers. A woman might decide not to become a mother because of pain. Because of fear that she'll mess it up. Fear that, you know, maybe she doesn't have a support system and is afraid to do it alone. Maybe she's afraid that even if she has a partner, that she has a child with, that maybe that won't work out. Or maybe she is married or in a partnership and doesn't trust it. A woman might decide not to become a parent because she just simply just doesn't have a desire. Like I said, her passions lie elsewhere. A woman might decide not to become a mother because she herself doesn't feel capable. And maybe she doesn't feel capable, physically capable. She doesn't feel physically capable of carrying the child. She doesn't feel physically capable of childbirth, maybe because she's struggling with some sort of illness. She doesn't feel emotionally or physically capable of raising a child. I know people who have decided not to become a mom because they don't want their child to suffer from mental illness the way that they have. So the decision to not become a mom for many women can be a very conscious choice that feels really good to them. And to many others, it's a choice that for reasons of their own, they feel as though they have no other choice. And so it can be very devastating. And it could be a thing, a decision in one's life where she has to come to some sort of acceptance about that decision. So those are the many reasons why a woman would decide not to become a mother to a child. This episode is brought to you by EarthBreeze. My new EarthBreeze laundry detergent eco sheets look like dryer sheets, but they're not. It's a revolutionary liquidless laundry detergent that dissolves 100% in any wash cycle, hot or cold. No measuring, no mess, and no heavy plastic jugs. Just toss the sheet in. This is kind of amazing. EarthBreeze has really made the whole concept of detergent better. First of all, the packaging is lightweight, biodegradable, and plastic-free, and that's important. It's great for all laundry lifestyles, even sensitive skin, and I have really sensitive skin, so this is a big one for me. Their eco sheets are actually hypoallergenic and dermatologist tested. And EarthBreeze is compatible with high-efficiency washers, gray water systems, and is septic safe. Another thing you should know is that they offer flexible subscriptions that can be adjusted, paused, or canceled by you at any time, no contracts or fees, which I certainly like, no strings attached. It's delivered right to your door via free carbon neutral shipping at a frequency you can set that works for your unique lifestyle. But perhaps most importantly, you still get a powerful clean, because a lot of these products will be great for the environment, but they don't actually clean your clothes. EarthBreeze is tough on stains. It actually fights odors, and your clothes actually come out clean every time you use it. Don't just take my word for it. You can try yourself with their risk-free 100% satisfaction guarantee, which I love. If you don't like it, EarthBreeze will give you a full refund. No questions asked, and no return necessary. Switch from the old-fashioned goo to something new. Right now, my listeners can subscribe to EarthBreeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/Jillian to get started. That's earthbreeze.com/Jillian for 40% off. earthbreeze.com/Jillian. A question that I have pondered in depth and for a while now is, can a woman feel whole? Can we feel whole without connecting to this part of ourselves or without channeling this into something or someone? And I would argue, based on what I've said before, no. I don't think that anyone can truly feel whole if they don't connect to the mother archetype within in some way or channel it in some way. And like I said, there are some who feel this maternal instinct much more strongly than others. And there are some who really are born, you know, they're not just conditioned to be caregivers. It's just, it's in their DNA. And there are others who are not. So I can't say that the need to connect to it and the need to channel it somehow looks the same in every single human being or has the same urgency or necessity in every human being. Absolutely not. But I will say that, no, I don't think we can totally feel whole. Speaking about women in particular, since this is the Mother's Day special, I don't think that we can feel whole without connecting to this part of ourselves, but we don't have to have a child to do that. And let me just backtrack for a moment. I've known women who've said to me, I just lack that gene. I lack that maternal instinct gene. Something is wrong with me. And I say, you know, first of all, I don't buy it. You do have that gene. But for whatever reason, and it's definitely pain is somewhere in there. And I just would say to them, you've learned to repress this part of yourself for survival. A muscle really developed other parts of yourselves, like the warrior inside of you or the hero inside of you, other parts to yourself. You've developed those parts so well, like a muscle, because that is what you learned was what you had to do, or that's what you learned what gave you the most amount of love from others. You got rewarded for overdeveloping certain aspects of your personality and certain aspects of your self, capital S, self. But no one is actually lacking that gene. Because one of the most profound ways we, and I'll say all of us, that we can connect to the mother archetype within is to learn how to be nurturing and compassionate and giving towards ourselves. And one of the things that those who are really connected to the mother archetype, like they're a caregiver, they're a nurturer, they're super compassionate. One of the things that happens to a person like that is that they can easily become imbalanced when they're putting every single person before them and not giving to themselves. And then the irony is that wonderful mother archetype starts to have very villainous thoughts of judging and resentment and anger. So, I mean, again, this is everyone, but I also want to just address this to women. It's so important that we know how to give to ourselves, because one thing that I have seen in women before they become mothers in particular, and even if they never become mothers, that nurturing, loving, selfless part of themselves will come out a lot in their romantic relationships. And if they don't have boundaries and the self-loving attitude or the loving attitude toward themselves, they will find themselves in relationships where they feel resentful, they're taken advantage of, they're used, they're barking up the wrong relationship tree, the wrong partner tree, they're going for, you know, the wrong kind of person. And they think, if I just keep giving and giving, they'll love me back. When really love is not really about that. Yeah, we want to give, but we can't give without giving to ourselves, because then we actually don't represent ourselves as women who respect ourselves and who have the confidence to love ourselves. And that is a recipe for disaster in our love lives. One thing that you can start to investigate and explore within yourself is how this archetype is manifest in your life. If you've decided for many reasons to not become a mother, or you're not a mother yet, and what are the ways in which you can actually turn that energy towards yourself more? Another way in which this kind of mothering energy can go wrong is when we smother others, children, mothers who smother their children with love and not wanting them to individuate. Where the mother becomes possessive of the child, but really it's the mother becoming very dependent on the child to always love them, because their greatest source of love is their child, right? So sometimes when this mother archetype is very strong within us, we'll zero in on someone. Typically it's children, but it could also be a partner. I see this a lot with pets and animals. I certainly do this with my dog, but it has far less consequences to really dote on an animal than it is to, you know, it's really hard to smother an animal with love, especially a dog, because there's never enough for them. But we can certainly smother a child, and we can certainly smother a partner. And that's when they really want to just get away from us, because what happens is they become our oxygen tank for love. And we want them to be so dependent on our motherly energy, but really we're just very dependent on them. And so part of both tapping into the mother energy within, as well as making it healthy and healthier, is to have many sources of love and to receive love, not just nurture so that we get something back, but to actually tap into other parts of ourselves where we don't actually always have to be that mother energy, and know that we can get love even when we're not like that. Not to mention the fact that the mother energy can be helpful, or it can be positive, I should say, in romantic relationships in small doses. Your partner is sick, you're nurturing and you take care of them. That's a beautiful thing. But sexual attraction isn't peaked when we're in our mother energy and we're mothering our partner, which I hope is just the obvious, you know. We might deepen an emotional bond with someone in those moments, but we're not going to deepen a chemical bond, a sexual attraction bond, that passion. This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. I take AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. I gave AG1 a try because I wanted better gut health and I wanted to increase my immunity. And I really hate taking a bunch of pills, vitamins, and I wanted something that was in powder form and that actually tastes good. I take AG1 in the morning, and it's just a great way to start my day. And then I don't have to remember when to take a pill and with what meal. I just take this first thing in the morning before I start my day. And I feel like I'm covering all my nutritional bases first thing in the morning. And it also gives me the energy that I very much need for my day. So like I said, it's very hard for me to keep up with a supplement routine that comes with a bunch of different products. And it's hard to also trust where these products are coming from. And with AG1, everything just gets a lot easier. It was designed with ease in mind, so you can live healthier and better without having to do a lot. It's just one scoop of powder mixed with water once a day. AG1 gives you increased energy and mood support and sleep support, making it easier to live your best life, because health is wealth. Like I said, it's just one scoop of powder mixed with water once a day. The all-in-one formula definitely makes it easy for me to cover all my nutritional bases, like I said, because sometimes when the day is really busy, it's hard to eat in a way that you're getting all your nutritional bases covered, especially these days. Every scoop is packed with 75 minerals, vitamins, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that gives me benefits like gut and mood support, better energy, and healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. My AG1 is delivered to me every month, so it has been super easy to incorporate this into my daily routine. With AG1, taking good care of my body each day feels simpler and better. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/JillianOnLove. That's athleticgreens.com/JillianOnLove. Check it out. So anyway, I digress. So how do we actually channel this mother energy if we decide not to be a mom? First, are you giving to yourself? Do you take care of yourself? How do you speak to yourself? Are you feeding yourself well? Are you resting? Are you loving yourself? And I definitely recommend listening to my episode, How to Actually Love Yourself and Raise Your Self-Esteem. especially if what I'm saying right now is really hitting a chord and resonating with you. So loving and caring for others without caring for ourselves is not a way that we tap into the mother energy in a way that is healthy. Can you channel that energy to loving an animal? I've seen many people who are not moms or who claim not to have, you know, that nurturing aspect to themselves. And all of a sudden they get a dog or a cat and you're like, whoa, that mother instinct has just been unleashed. And, you know, there's lots of ways to channel that mother energy into the work that we do. Maybe you channel that energy into the clients you have and loving your clients. Maybe you channel that energy, if you're an artist, into your paintbrush on the canvas. Maybe you channel that energy towards how you create and organize and decorate your home, how you create your space. Anything that we do with love and care and compassion is an opportunity, or is a moment where we are connecting to that archetype within and channeling that energy. Maybe it's working with children in some way. Maybe it's, you know, by becoming a nurse and helping those who are in hospice on their way to passing on. So the bottom line is why I wanted to do this episode was to just bring awareness to, and a sort of shout out to, those women who have decided not to become a mom, and to bring awareness to this, the mother that lives inside all of us, and that in order to feel whole, aka fulfilled, we have to figure out a way to channel that energy, because it's there. And when we are able to tap into it and to channel it, especially if we have decided not to have kids or we can't have kids, it is a really important thing to do. So perhaps it really just starts with letting go of any martyrdom, stopping the smothering if that is something that you're doing. Start receiving and start giving that mother energy towards yourself. And this will definitely resonate with those of you who have lost your mother or never really had a mother who mothered you in the way that you needed to be mothered. So that's today's episode. It's a Mother's Day special, really focusing on those who have decided not to become a mother and the mother archetype. I hope that you share this with people who you think could really benefit from this. This is a pretty heavy topic, and Mother's Day can be a heavy day for many, and or a confusing day, or, you know, it's just an emotional day. So please share this with anyone who you think could really benefit from this, or who would find this interesting, because you just never know whose life you could be changing just by clicking share. Please rate, review, give this a great review if you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments about it, please do not hesitate to contact me at hello@jillianonlove.com. And I thank you for listening, and happy Mother's Day. Jillian on Love is a Q-Code production, executive produced by David Henning and Steve Wilson, produced by Ryan Countshouse, edited and music by Will Tendy.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.